1039 and MyPigRadio.com. The morning show is John, Anna, and friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And, of course, it is low 70s this morning. Sunshine very warm today. Above normal temperatures will continue with highs in the low 90s. No rain through the upcoming weekend. But it's time for our friends, our guests from the community, and we're meeting two new people today. We got Connie and Chris in here to talk about All In for Autism, a big event going on downtown Texarkana at Cross Ties and around the Cross Ties on Saturday the 21st, which is a week from this Saturday. And we learned on Facebook that Connie is like me, a lifelong Texarkana resident.
Yeah,
she's a Razorback.
I'm a Razorback.
She's a Razorback. She went to Arkansas High. And that Chris came from Dallas, moved to DeKalb, Texas when he was very young, and graduated from DeKalb. And yes, Anna, he is a bear.
Rawr.
DeKalb bear. So we got all that settled.
Now I know.
Yep. Tell us once again your professions, where you work, what you do.
Yes. Chris.
I'm a Lean Six Sigma black belt at Cooper Tire.
And, tell us again what that means.
Yeah, you need to explain that to me again.
Yeah. We use statistics to solve problems, to look at issues the plant may be having, base all of our solutions off of statistics, and find a fix for it to make the company more efficient and save money in the process.
Yeah. All right. We love Cooper Tire. And you?
Yeah.
Your profession?
Yeah. Connie Thomason, and I'm a board certified behavior analyst, and I have, like I told them, the best job in the world because I get to travel around to all the different school districts, and I really work with the teachers and staff to find interventions to help kids be successful in school.
I love that.
Yes. Helping out the youngsters. We love helping out young people. And All In for Autism, the big event on May 21st,
yeah.
Saturday, May 21st, but at Cross Ties. Tell us about it. It's a big event, and it's an all-day event.
Oh, I know. It's going to start, y'all. It's one day, but it's actually four different events. There's something for everyone. We actually are going to start that morning at 7 o'clock. We're going to be registering. We're going to have a 5K run and then a fun run for the kids. The race actually starts at 8 o'clock, and it's downtown Texarkana. Y'all, all the kids that come out and participate, they will be getting a T-shirt and medal.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I like
everybody
that.
Likes a T-shirt, yes.
Oh, and we're also going to have a balloon artist there that's going to be tying up balloons for the kids and passing those out. And that's going to be also one of our vendors that will be there, you know, for the event. From there, we're going to be moving into an auto show and a motorcycle show. Y'all, that auto show, it's being sponsored by Livingston Trucking Company. And, y'all, we're super excited about the motorcycle show. That's from the Banshees.
It'll be a good event.
I know.
Yeah.
They're going to be heading that up. But, y'all, we got also over 40 vendors.
Wow.
And these vendors, and we have the food trucks, but we're going to have something for everyone. They're going to be making soap and clothing and woodworkers, and we're going to have medical vendors and kid book centers and just
all bounce houses, you said that?
Something for everybody.
Did you say bouncy houses?
What?
Did you say bounce houses?
Oh, yes.
And the slides.
We're going to have a kids' center, and it's going to be the bounce houses and the slides and all that.
I love that.
And then a cornhole tournament.
Oh, yes. So those events are from 9 to 2, and then that evening we're going to start with the cornhole tournament at Cross Ties, y'all. It starts at 5 o'clock. I think setup is at 4.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so we're super excited about that.
And there's of course, there's entry fees if you're going to be in the cornhole tournament or have an entrant in the auto or the motorcycle show or to enter the 5K.
Yes.
But people just coming down to enjoy the day, it's free.
Yes.
Come on down and enjoy looking at the cars and the motorcycles and bring kids down to play and watch the cornhole tournament. You want to do that? It's free.
That's right.
But if you're going to enter, it costs a little bit because we're trying to raise money to help out. But, yeah, come on down and enjoy it. Whether you bring an entrant or not, and you say there's going to be food trucks down there.
Oh, food trucks!
Oh, good.
There's lots.
Good.
Yeah, they always get the stomach there. Food trucks.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds good. All right. So make a day of it on the 21st. Y'all hang around because we're going to talk more about autism, what your organization does, how people can help out in general, and get educated a little bit more about it. And before y'all leave, I don't know if she told you or not. Y'all are going to play a game there with Anna.
It's fun.
It's a thinking game, so.
We work together.
All right. We'll do that coming up. More of the best and most country continues on the page. I don't think she told him because she didn't tell him that they was going to do a Facebook Live even.
Told Rebecca.
That's right.
Oh, wow. All right. Pass the buck a little bit there. Yeah, I told so-and-so. All right. More of the best and most countries coming up. 24 hours a day, each and every day, the best in most country resides right here on The Pig at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. Be sure and like and follow us on Facebook at My Pig Radio. We always have some great local stories up there of interest. Anna puts up a question of the day every day, it seems like, where we want your thoughts, ideas, and opinions. Sometimes they're serious. Most of the time they're just silly, but
yeah.
We like them anyway. Because we know, you know, like, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Right.
That kind of thing. But I forgot, what was it today?
What's your favorite junk food?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite junk food?
Yesterday was Eat Anything You Want Day.
Right.
Yesterday was Eat Anything You Want Day. So if it's bad for you and you like it, what is it?
Oh, I love Takis.
All right.
Do you?
Yes.
You love the Takis,
yeah,
huh?
I do.
Chris?
If you take a look at me, just about anything.
He's my kind of guy. Just about any snack food is good. I agree with you. All right. But anyway, that's the question of the day. My Pig Radio, so like and follow us on Facebook. But this would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American-made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. Canada. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our new friends from the community, Connie and Chris, and they got the big event All In for Autism coming up on Saturday, May 21st, which is a week from this Saturday. Cross Ties. There's going to be really four huge events going on at this all day long. So you can go from one thing to another. There's going to be bounce houses and things, slides and things for the kids, food trucks. And you can look at all the great cars at the auto show and the bike show. And hey, by the way, if you want to be in the poker run, if you're a motorcyclist, they got a poker run as well. So
it'll be fun.
It'll be great. First of all, before we get into talking about more about autism, what is the Facebook and all that that they can find out more about? This?
Yeah, you can check us out on Greater Texarkana Autism Awareness.
All righty. All right, autism, as we were talking about it during the Facebook, wide spectrum of conditions from very maybe light to you can't hardly even tell that they got it to, you know, an extreme autism case where you can tell that this person has autism, but there's a help for any the whole range because everybody's different, right? Talk about how you help out.
Oh, definitely. Like we was talking about, you know, one out of 44 children in the United States is diagnosed with that autism spectrum disorder. And like he was talking about, it is a huge spectrum from mild to severe.
Okay.
You know, and how it really impacts their communication skills and their social skills and even their developmental skills. And, you know, autism is the fastest growing developmental disability in the world, you know, increasing at a rate of 10 to 17% a year. And so for us here in our area, there was a need in Texarkana. There was a big need to really help our schools.
Okay, so they needed resources that hadn't been are not funded.
Right. Because school districts, y'all do have a very limited budget.
Right.
And so as I was going into the classrooms, they needed items to motivate students.
Okay.
Motivate students to make friends for the first time,
right,
or say their first words for the first time, or maybe they're super verbal, you know, but they're not picking up on social cues and things like that. So we use these sensory items to motivate them.
Okay.
And so that's what our chapter does, the you know, GTAA, Greater Texarkana Autism Awareness. We actually purchase through a grant that educators and therapists can apply for a grant, and we purchase the sensory items that they need to motivate students.
Okay.
It's like rewards, you know. We all need rewards,
oh,
right?
Yeah. And so that,
not just candy.
Oh, no.
So that's how you help out. And like I said, different help for different people with different stages. And y'all were talking on the Facebook about the fact that, well, you know, we don't really know for sure, I don't guess, but it's not like, oh, there's just thousands and thousands of more having autism than they used to have. Maybe it's because we didn't know, and now we're educated and we're picking up on it.
Well,
you were saying there's many people in junior high or high school that may have it and they haven't even been diagnosed.
That's exactly right. So they haven't been identified.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so they've kind of fallen through the cracks a little bit, and then they get to junior high, high school, and I have, you know, teachers or maybe parents reaching out saying, you know, would you please test my child for autism? Something's going on. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but we want to just see. They're just not, they're lagging on some of those social skills, or they have some repetitive behaviors and stuff that we want you to check out.
So. Okay.
Yeah. Education. That's getting educated.
We can change the world. Yep.
Y'all hang around. We got a lot more to talk about, and we wanted to talk with Chris because he has a child that is autistic that is brilliant.
Yes.
And can do things that
I refuse to do.
Me and Anna couldn't do if we had all doggone day to do it. He can do it in about, you know, that quick. So we'll be talking about that and more. And we'll also get him to play a game. More of the Best of Most Country is coming up on The Pig. We continue on a Thursday morning. Yeah, we call it The Best of Most Country for a reason at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. Going into the low 90s today, so very warm again today. And it looks like the unusual warmth will continue through all the next week. By the time we get to the end of the month, Anna, if it continues to be this warm, it won't be unusual anymore. It'll be normal.
No, it'll be old hat.
It'll be terribly old hat by then. But anyway, it is going to be warm. And we're going to continue our talk with Connie and Chris, talking about All In for Autism, an event coming up on the 21st of this month, which is a week from this Saturday. But we were talking about the fact that, you know, people can help out there. And obviously, you can help by going to the All In for Autism event, and entering one of these events would be very helpful. But yes, there's other ways that they can help you guys out, isn't there? Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anybody can volunteer to help us.
Okay.
We won't turn down any help by no means. It's difficult to do some of these things and organize these events. So, it's been a challenge. We're getting better as we go.
Well, it's our first time.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, first
yeah.
event.
Yeah. Well, learning curve.
They'll take help. I'm sure if you want to volunteer and come down there and help them during this event, that'd be great. Or she said earlier that
monetary.
They'll never turn down the money. Yeah. Oh, nobody's going to turn down some monetary help.
Monetary donations are also wonderful, for sure.
And what is the Facebook again?
Greater Texarkana Autism Awareness.
Okay. Now, Chris, talk a little bit about, you talked about it on the Facebook, that you, I think, you said 5-year-old child?
Yes.
A 5-year-old child, autistic, but brilliant in many ways. Talk a little bit about what some things that he can do that kind of surprises you or surprise you at the time.
Yes, my son, he's 5, and he was diagnosed, I think, when he was 18 months, and he didn't start talking until about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
He has just, you know, grown exponentially in the last year and a half. He's a couple of things that really have impressed me the last few days or a few weeks. He's always been obsessed with credits at the end of movies.
Oh, neat.
And he'd always see, like, production supervisors go up the screen, or lighting and effects, or Walt Disney Pictures Presents, or whatever. And he would always spell it.
Uh-huh.
And so the other day I'm sitting there, and I'm not quite paying attention to what he's reading, what he says. Just for example, production supervisors. And I look up there and I say, "No, baby, that's, yes, it is." He had the credits memorized.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Multiple movies and, like, every one of the headings that came up. And he can spell, he can read.
Oh, you were talking about alphabet backwards.
Yeah, you offered him a challenge and he met it.
I asked, CJ, can you spell your alphabet backwards? And he thinks for a second. Y, Z, X,
on. Yeah. So we can't really do it, but he can.
Nope.
And then something about counting that was remarkable.
And spelling at the same time.
Yes.
Yes, counting and spelling. Me and him have got to 100 million, you know, just counting 1 to 10, 10 to 100, 100 to 1,000. And that's about where I kind of lost my, I don't know if you'd say interest, but I just got exhausted. But he wanted to keep going.
I love that.
Yeah, in last week we were. He just said count from 200 to 0, and he said, "Daddy, spell it." And he started with 200, and he just started TWOHUNDRED. He wanted me to spell 199.
At 5 years old.
Ooh. At 5 years old. And I love this.
I'm getting down to 164-ish.
Yeah.
I'm not remembering the right number because I'm getting twisted up.
Yeah, because you're.
I say the wrong number and he corrects me. And it takes him no time to.
Yeah, he's just right on it.
He's on the ball. Like, the second, he doesn't forget anything. Yeah. I really think he's got a photographic memory.
Obviously, he does. So
what
that, I mean, that is. That shows the fact that there's brilliance
Right.
I mean, he has brilliance, and he may have different issues, but he's got the brain. He's brilliant. Smart. It's not that they don't know. They know. They're smart. They're smarter than us. And a lot of, obviously, I couldn't do what any of that stuff you're talking about. I don't think.
They're just exceptional.
Yeah. Exceptional is a good word. I think that's correct.
I'd have to sing the alphabet song for every single letter and then go back one and then sing. That's just how I was taught. That's how I was raised. And I don't know. I could not say my alphabet backwards.
No.
Yeah, so.
So that these shows. Learning or teaching aids help unlock this potential.
It does. Okay. Because we use it to motivate them.
Right.
You know, that's the key, you know, to find out what motivates them to be able to learn and continue to learn.
And keep them engaged.
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll carry them over through the top of the hour.
Okay.
And we'll go back over and kind of wrap up the big event that's going on the 21st. And we're going to play that game we've been talking about. And,
oh, good.
We'll do that. And, of course, more of the Best of Most Country is coming up. Got it lined up for you. Don't forget, we're going to play more Brooks and Dunn in honor of Kix Brooks' 67th birthday, and it's Billy Swan's 80th birthday.
Yes.
So we'll play his one-hit wonder song, I Can Help, and we'll do that before 10 o'clock right here on The Pig. Joe Diffie, Texas Size Heartache. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
On The Pig at 103.9, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. Our friends, our guests from the community, Connie and Chris, they got a big event coming up, All In for Autism on the 21st, which we will go over again and tell you all the different things that are going to be going on. But right now, we are going to play that promise game. And today's game is Classic Edition Slogan Off. These are the old school commercials. I give you the... I give you the slogan or the tagline. You give me the product.
Okay, we can do this.
Most of the time, they're pretty easy. Sometimes, not.
We've got this.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Classic Edition Slogan Off. Here is the slogan. You give me the product.
Okay.
Okay, the slogan is, you're soaking in it.
That's a dish soap, right?
You're soaking in it.
Are we allowed to use Google?
No.
Anna is our Google. She knows a lot of useless knowledge. She's right. It is a dishwashing liquid.
Is it Joy, Palmolive?
Palmolive, right?
You hit it on the
you
second
got
one.
Okay, nice.
Palmolive. Because right. They got their hand down in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they go,
oh,
you're soaking in it.
Oh, and their nails.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because
all of us sit there and do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
This is one of my favorites.
Oh.
Shh, Anna.
Okay.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
It's a kind of gum, right?
Done with double mint. Yeah.
Double mint gum.
Yay.
The Double Mint Twins.
Are his favorite.
Love the Double Mint Twins back in the day. I'm just saying. We try harder. We try harder.
A rental car? It's not budget, right?
No, it's not budget. It is a rental car. Think of famous rental car places. Now, there's one that is the Cadillac.
Enterprise?
Ava...
She's just about Hertz.
Hertz is the biggie.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Hertz was the biggie. Avis tried
so
harder.
You had it.
Was
yeah.
the second. They were kind of a little bit below Hertz, but they said, we try harder.
Right.
Okay.
So Avis tries harder. Oh, this is from way back in the day. It's still around, but I don't see the commercial in years. Cleans like a white tornado.
Oh.
And it's a cleaning product that you use around the kitchen and the bathroom.
It's not Comet, right?
It's old school. This is old school. Cleans like a white tornado. It's still around, I think.
Okay.
Is it powdery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Came out of a little can, powdery.
Yeah.
It's...
Ajax!
See, they thought long enough and they got it.
Yeah,
Ajax. And the last one is Ring Around the Collar. This is what they used you'd use to get the ring around the collar.
No.
Nah, it's before shower.
It's kind of a liquid detergent, right?
Yeah. You kind of spray it, or pour it on.
Rub it together.
Yeah.
Whisk cleans ring around the collar.
Whisk.
Yeah, whisk.
Okay.
And there you go. That's classic
edition
slogan. Y'all did pretty good. Anna knows everything, so I mean, she's...
I was trying to lead you down the path.
Okay, well, thank you.
She is a useless knowledge queen.
Yeah.
She even knows more than I do on useless knowledge, and that's amazing.
Just random.
All right, All In for Autism, Saturday, May 21st, Cross Ties, downtown Texarkana, all-day event, four different big events going on. You got the 5K run and then the fun run for the kids. You've got the auto show with all kinds of years, models, makes of autos.
Right.
Motorcycle show. And then if you're a motorcycle rider, you can get involved in the poker run, which
that'll
is always
be fun.
You can win something there. And the cornhole tournament coming up at the end of the day when everything else is through. And if you want to be involved in any of those events as far as participating, enter. There's a small entry fee each one. They're trying to raise a little money, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, you're inviting everybody to come down. The rest of the activities, just to look at things, and everything's free. And all the activities for the kids, what all you got lined
oh
up for the
gosh.
Kids?
Yeah, bounce houses. We got slides there. We're going to have a live band.
Wow,
and
music.
Just a kids' corner.
Great.
That's perfect.
So it's free to do that.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to enter one of those events, obviously they're trying to raise money, do that. But you can bring the kids down for free and have all that fun. Food trucks are going to be there. You can purchase some great tasting food. It's just going to be a great day, and it's going to help out your organization. And once again, the Facebook page for your organization
is Greater Texarkana Autism Awareness.
All right. So help them out anytime, but especially on this day. Either get entered in something or like I said, bring the family down and enjoy the fun activities. And they do such a great thing to help out more people than we realize.
That's right.
In the area. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
All right. More of the best in most country. We'll continue on The Pig at 103.9 and mypigradio.com.